On RN and online, you're with The Rhythm Divine, where spirituality meets music, with Jeff Wood.
Travelling in China recently, I was struck by the popularity of Chinese folk music, especially in public parks and gardens, where every large shady tree seemed to be sheltering groups of musicians and their enthusiastic listeners. Now, the pipa, or fretted lute, the erhu, or two-stringed fiddle, and the ditsa, or flute, were part of almost every group that I could see. And most of those will take centre stage today on The Rhythm Divine, as we hear traditional, contemporary and devotional songs of China. G'day, or should I say ni hao. As China celebrates its National Day this weekend, we'll hear highlights from a recent concert given by the Chinese Music Ensemble at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music.
Hello, my name is Nicholas Ng, and I am a composer-performer based at Sydney Conservatorium of Music. Here I am teaching the erhu, or the two-stringed Chinese violin, two-string fiddle. The Chinese Music Ensemble was established only this year, and so now we have an orchestra, so to speak, of instruments in the tradition that was established in the early 20th century in China, where we have duplication of each instrument from the silk and bamboo ensemble into something like a Western orchestra. So now we have a bowed string section and a woodwind section and a plucked string section, which comprises lutes, zithers, and other fretted lutes that are also plucked. But we don't have any brass, which is very interesting, and percussion. The silk and bamboo genre is from the Jiangnan region. Jiangnan is a region in the south of China, and it is famous for its tea, but also for its music, different genres. I guess the most predominant is the silk and bamboo genre. And silk, because the strings of the instruments were made from silk, and bamboo, because mostly bamboo was used for, say, the flutes, but of course other types of wood. But the generic name is silk and bamboo, and it basically is folk music, but some of the music also inspired by devotional practice or religion or poetry that has to do with religion. And there are different types of silk and bamboo traditions actually you can find all across China. And so the music is sacred and also secular.
We'll hear more from Nicholas Ng throughout the program, where our focus today is on soloists, including a very talented young master student from the prestigious Shanghai Conservatory of Music, Yan Zhuang, on the round-bodied lute, the ruan. She's joined here by Lulu Liu on the Chinese fretted lute, the pipa, and the Middle Eastern oud played by Azada Shami. The work is called Silken Samarkand, and it's by a young composition student, Rory Knott, exploring the shared musical history between China and ancient Persia, and the close connection between the oud and the pipa.
Thank you. Thank you.
Spirituality and Music, The Rhythm Divine on RN and Radio Australia.
Guanyinqiu is a composition composed by Tony Wheeler, who was an Australian who found great interest in Chinese music and decided to study it in Shanghai at the Shanghai Conservatory. And so he's come back with a vast knowledge of Chinese music on the guqin, which is the seven strings of the, and also the run, which is the four-stringed fretted lute. And so he has written a duet in honor of the goddess of mercy, Guan Yin. And so it's a beautiful piece with a very memorable melody.
Thank you.
a duet celebrating the Chinese goddess of mercy, Guan Yin, whose statues can be found all over China draped in red cloth. That's Guan Yin Chu by Tony Wheeler with Yan Zhuang on the Ruan, the Chinese fretted round lute, and Nicholas Ng on the Ahu, the two-stringed fiddle. And Nicholas is our musical guide today, a composer and musician. He teaches Ahu at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, which is where our concert was held a few weeks ago. Traditional and devotional music of China. You're with The Rhythm Divine on RN, Radio Australia, online and mobile.
Our final solo is Shangge, also a contemporary composition, and it really exhibits the virtuosity of the performer, in this case, Zhuang Yan, who's an exchange student from Shanghai Conservatory, and she plays this piece very well. It is probably the most secular of all our pieces, without a direct reference to religion. But again, the transcendental nature of it, especially in the climax, is quite moving. The instrument is a four-stringed fretted lute, and it's called the Ruan.
She's an awesomely talented young musician from the prestigious Shanghai Conservatory of Music. That's Yan Zhuang on the round-bodied lute, the Ruan, and a contemporary work, Shangge, based on a traditional folk song. The composer, Xing Liu, was born in 1962 and is himself quite a famous performer on the Ruan in China. Well, I guess we're all familiar with China's economic power, but there's still a lot to learn about the musical traditions of China. I hope we helped today. Our guide was composer and musician Dr. Nicholas Ng, who teaches Ahu at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, which was the venue for our concert featuring the Conservatorium's new Chinese Music Ensemble, led by Dr. Catherine Ingram. And my thanks to engineers Mark Don and Joe Wallace for our live sound today. I'll have more details on the Rhythm Divine website, along with some great photos of our performers, all in period Chinese costume. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast while you're there or with the ABC Radio app. I'm Jeff Wood. Thanks for your company, and you can follow me on Twitter at DJ Radio Divine, or just come back next time here on RN. That's where you'll find me, where music meets spirituality. And that's the Rhythm Divine.